Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. This daf has 9 psukim in total, and we're going to be focusing on the pasuk which appears on Amud Beis, which is in Shmos Tesva of pasuk Beis. This appears in Oz Yashir. The second pasuk reads as follows: Ozi v'zimros ka vayehi li lishua. The Hashem is my strength and my might. He's become my deliverance. Zeh keli vanveyu. This is my God, and I'll enshrine him. Elokei aviv v'arim emenu. The God of my father, and I will exalt him. The Gemara on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis darshins from this Abraisa 2 opinions. The first is the opinion of the Chachamim, who say, Zekel Yivan Veil, Hisnoe Lefonov B'mitzvos. Make beauty in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way you perform mitzvahs. The examples the Abraisa gives is make a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful lulav you should buy for yourself, a beautiful shofar you should use, beautiful tzitzis, and have a beautiful Torah which is wrapped and written in the correct way. What's interesting is there's a second opinion in the Braisa, and that is the opinion of Abba Shaul. The first opinion is seems to be default, which is the Chachamim. And Abba Shaul has a different opinion. He says, no, the way to understand the word is not from the word noi, not from the word noe, beautiful. Rather, the idea is darshaning it in a different way. Abba Shaul Omer, va'anveyu have a doimeloi. That it means to say, ani v'hu. A person should be like, or wanting to be like Hashem. Mahu chanun v'rachum af ato hege chanun v'rachum. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays grace and mercy, so too you should as well. That's what the Braisa is describing. Now, these two ideas are certainly coming out of the same word, or in fact, which is the word va'anvehu. Does it mean to say no'e as beauty, or the anivahu, I and him? Why is it that you can have such divergent ideas coming out of the same pasuk? How does the Braisa get here? So the Torah Tzimima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein points out in his commentary on the Torah a very beautiful idea, and that is that these two ideas are foils of one another. They need to be both here, because on the one hand, it is very important that when it comes to our ritual service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have our tzitzis and our lulav and our sefer Torah and all these things. They should be the most beautiful edifices. They should be the most beautiful ideas that we can possibly tangibly create. However, sometimes it's easy to get lost in that. And when we're running to get our esrog, which is so beautiful, we push people out of the way. And we get irritated with our spouses. And we shout at our kids because we want to make sure that our tzitzis shouldn't have been spilled on the coffee. And we end up losing something else. And therefore, says Rav Epstein, that we need to remember that ani vahu. The other part of it, says Abba Shaul, is the Bein Odom L'Chavero aspect, which should not be overlooked, should not be eclipsed by the Bein Odom L'Mokom aspect. A person needs to have both elements of this, and that's what the Braisa is teaching, both the Anveu No'er L'Fonov, all tangible expressions of one's Bein Odom L'Mokom, but there needs to be an expression that needs to overflow into the realm of Bein Odom L'Chavero, that itself as well also needs to be informed by this. And that's how these two Braisa, Drashas and the Braisa, add up to one another. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.